June 2nd, Jesus says, "In this month devoted to my heart, which this year brings together the solemnities which are as many certificates of love from us, the Divine Trinity, what are you doing? It is a month of love, and you make it a month of hell which hates. And so it is for the month of Mary my mother, and so it is for the April in which I died, 20 centuries ago, which brings you my Easter again. For you it is always like this. You want only love and goodness from God and in God. But you do not want to love us, love one another, be good. That's right. You do not want to love us. Your prayers are useless, because they are spurred upon your lips not by love, but by selfishness. You want to be preserved from evil. But you do not say, 'May the same be done, however, to our enemies.' No. For them you request slaughter and ruin. What you do not want for yourselves. There is not a single pulsation in you whose secret motivation is not hatred and selfishness. And your prayers thus resemble balloons rising only a little way and then bursting, falling back down to the ground. Try praying to us with love, love for all, and I will help you. For if you do good to those who love you, what merit do you have? Be like us, who make the sun and water rain down upon the just and the unjust, leaving to us alone the right to judge, when the time comes. The law and the word are always the same, always what they are, children who do not love us. 20 centuries are nothing in the face of the eternal truths. I, the Word, did not come to change the law. Not even I, who am the Word. And you have changed it, for upon my law and my word you have superimposed your foolish words, your blind and cruel laws. You thus believed you were changing the law and the word and progressing. Yes, you have progressed. But, like one no longer seeing the light, you have progressed not towards the goal, God, but towards the opposite point. You have regressed into bestiality. You are slaying your souls. How? Are you able to cry out into space, 'Save our souls,' and do you then slay them among yourselves? But when a shipwreck engulfs a vessel, only your bodies die, and my angels are ready to bear into the heavens the souls of those breathing their last with my name and that of Mary, my mother, on their lips. While you, in the shipwreck of your sonship as sons of God, slay your souls. Oh, my poor heart! I am speaking with you, Maria, who know what it means to be unloved, offended, not recognized, and betrayed, and have suffered on this account to the point of becoming ill. You can understand my torment, by comparing it to yours. Unappreciated love is a torment. And mine is an infinite love limitlessly unappreciated. It is not two or three persons who have been at fault, as with you. For me there are millions of persons who in 20 centuries, have failed to love me, offended me, and disclaimed me. And my heart, which loves with the perfection of a divine heart, has expanded in the suffering of pain. The lance thrust was not painful, compared to the wounds which the human race in 20 centuries, has inflicted upon my heart. I am God, and not subject to human infirmity, but I am subject, in my humanity, to pain. And you give me boundless, continuous pain. I must take refuge upon the heart of my mother, to overcome certain hours of agony over your base actions. I must look at my confessors, to attenuate the bitterness of what you men are for me, who have loved you to the point of dying. We do not want precious crowns on the heads of the images representing me, and representing my mother and yours, while you continually nail thorns into us compared to which those on my crown were roses. We want a single crown from you. Your love. A love that is true, in every hour, in every circumstance. It would suffice for this to exist in a few hearts, in every nation, in order for evil, to be defeated by good. Weren't 12 true apostles relying on the heart of Mary really sufficient to take charity into the world? But you are now worse than the Gentiles and the Jews. Jesus further states, "This is for you. Consider the value of things, even little ones, if they are offered to me with love. I did not embrace you when, in a great pain and a great trial, you resigned yourself, because you could not act differently, or when in an hour of great fervor you offered yourself to me. I clasped you to my heart for something which to human sight may seem a trifle. But I judge it to be from God, and not from man. Your spontaneously devoting to me that suffering, without my speaking, or any external agents exerting pressure on you, moved me, spurring me to reward you at once. You know how I always remember, and always be docile to my will, which you must see in all things, even the most minute ones, and which you must always consider to be moved by a desire for your good. You must be like grass and bloom which bends and rises at each breath of love, for my will is love. And in you everything must respond to this love of mine with love. The gaze with which you observe your fellow must also be a gaze of love, always. In that way even a simple gaze will merit a caress from me for you. Do not judge anything to be despicable, in regard to the supernatural. Life is made up of ordinary things which, however, when covered with love, become sublime. My mother was just as great and worthy of the angel's admiration at the moment of her fiat, as when, leaving the contemplations of the highest mysteries and meditation on the pain which would wound her by way of her child, she devoted herself to a woman's humble tasks, lovingly washing my diapers, lovingly cooking food for her husband, lovingly tidying up the house, and lovingly listening to her neighbor's needs. Love is always prompt, docile, sweet, cheerful, generous, and patient. And it is love which opens the heavens, and brings down our Trinity from them, which comes into hearts, not only with all its splendor, but also with all its tenderness. I want to lead you to be more flexible, softer, and stronger than a silk mattress. If I want to jest with you, if I want to show that I am the king, the master, you must not object, complain, or pout. Lee, after having kept you for years in a bed, I wanted to pull you out of it. What cause would there be for surprise? I would be free to do so, and you would have to be generous, in pronouncing the fiat for healing as you were in pronouncing the fiat for infirmity. I healed your soul. I could heal your body, which remains less paralyzed than your poor soul once was. And you would have to thank me for it, even if healing means postponing the encounter between me and you in paradise, and the danger of living in the world, and giving back your gift. If I did so, I would have my purposes, and you, to please me, would have to remain joyful, as you are now. What is honey made of? Of the juice of many flowers. What is perfection made of? Of the fruit of a thousand sacrifices. A bee that wanted to nourish itself on just one flower would make only a little honey which was nauseating. Another that mixes the juice of very sweet flowers with that of other bitterish ones, the juice of flowers with a delicate savor with that of flowers with a pungent aroma, produces abundant and healthy honey, so it happens with the soul. You must get used to seeing in all things your Jesus, who preordains them for your good, and you must make use of them all to progress. Look, in order not to err, you must act in this way. Are you looking at your fellow? Consider that you are looking at me. Are you speaking to your fellow? Consider that you are speaking with me. Are you doing some favor, some job for your fellow? Consider that it I who have asked you for it. Then you will progress. Woe to any stopping to reflect on who he is directing his gaze, word, and actually he would very seldom speak, look, and act with that charity, makes your actions acceptable to me. On the earth, I did thinking of my Father, and of your redemption. Do every thinking of me, and of the redemption of sinners. It is not enough to be resigned, when I impose it upon you, take away from you, what I judge to be appropriate to take away from you for your good. You must drink and nourish yourself just from all the chalices I offer you, running to meet them, bless love both when it proffers them to you, and when it removes from you indeed, asking me to give them to you to keep me drinking them when they are bitter. You will thus be dear to me, so dear that I will love you to the point of ardently longing to have you with me forever in my kingdom. Only love spurs me to leave you here still to make you better. Love must spur you to be better, in order to fly to me soon.